A heated discussion about whether men are braver than women is settled in a rather unexpected way.
The Dinner Party by Mona Gardner. I first heard this tale in India, where it is told as if true, though any naturalist would know it couldn't be. Later, someone told me that the story appeared in a magazine shortly before the First World War. That magazine story and the person who wrote it, I have never been able to track down. The country is India. A colonial official and his wife are giving a large dinner party. They are seated with their guests, officers and their wives, and a visiting American naturalist, in their spacious dining room, which has a bare marble floor, open rafters, and wide glass doors opening onto a veranda. A spirited discussion springs up between a young girl who says that women have outgrown the jumping on a chair at the sight of a mouse era, and a major who says that they haven't. A woman's reaction in any crisis, the major says, is to scream. And while a man may feel like it, he has that ounce more of control than a woman has. And that last ounce is what really counts. The American does not join in the argument, but watches the other guests. As he looks, he sees a strange expression come over the face of the hostess. She is staring straight ahead, her muscles contracting slightly. She motions to the native boy standing behind her chair and whispers something to him. The boy's eyes widen. He quickly leaves the room.